Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Attorney General Eric Holder is on Capitol Hill today answering questions about Operation Fast and Furious. In 2009 and 10, federal ATF agents used a tactic called gun walking, allowing guns to be purchased illegally in order to follow them across the border to try to track big gun runners. But it went horribly wrong. Many of the weapons recovered at crime scenes, including one used to kill a U.S. Border Control agent in Arizona in 2010. At this point, there's no question the technique was used, but at first, the Justice Department denied it, and some members of Congress say Eric Holder was involved in the cover-up. Josh Gerstein of Politico is at today's hearing. So, Josh, what is Attorney General Holder saying?
Well, he made a pretty broad statement this morning saying that no one in the Justice Department lied in the information that was provided to Congress earlier this year. Now, that's a bit of a tricky statement because he's conceding that some of that information wasn't true. The Justice Department told the Congress in a letter in February that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms always makes every effort to interdict guns, never lets them get out of their control voluntarily, and also suggested that guns that were sort of slipped through an operation and lost control over were not involved in the killing of that Border Patrol agent. And now it turns out that both those facts are wrong, and the Justice Department is saying it was a screw-up.
Well, and what about Holder's role? I mean, the question is whether or not he knew about Operation Fast and Furious. Today, we understand he called the operation inexcusable, but was he asked if he knew about it?
Yeah, I mean, he said several times that he didn't know about it as it was happening. It was brought to his attention after there were complaints from whistleblowers that weapons were essentially falling out of the hands of the government that were somehow involved in this investigation, perhaps with informants or suspects that the government might have had a chance to arrest, but let them go on, hoping that they would get some broader information or perhaps be able to go after some kingpins. So the attorney general says that it wasn't something that he approved of. As soon as he heard about it, he told him to put a stop to it, but that it was happening so many layers below him in the bureaucracy that he couldn't have been expected to know.
Well, you mentioned the letter that was sent out. It was from one of Holder's top aides, Aron Weiss, who's the head of legislative affairs. Again, it said agents would never knowingly let guns get out of their hands and go across the border. That letter was later withdrawn. And here's some back and forth from today between Eric Holder and Congressman James Sensenbrenner, the Republican from Wisconsin, who flat out said to Holder, someone in his department has lied.
Nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Why was the letter withdrawn?
The letter was withdrawn because there's information in there that was inaccurate.
Okay, well, tell me what's the difference between lying and misleading Congress in this context.
Well, if you want to have this legal conversation, it all has to do with your state of mind and whether or not you had the requisite intent to come up with something that can be considered perjury or a lie.
So, Josh Gerstein, how did that go over, this idea that you had to have intended to tell a lie as opposed to you were misinformed?
Well, it has not gone over very well, I think, with the Republican members of the committee. I think the Democrats are inclined to see it as a good faith mistake. The Justice Department's explanation is that as soon as they heard these allegations earlier this year, they went to the head of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division, who was a fellow named Ken Melton. And they also went to a fellow named Dennis Burke, who was at that time the U.S. Attorney for Arizona. And especially Dennis Burke was incredibly vociferous and insistent in emails sent to the Justice Department that these allegations were false. He even attacked Senator Chuck Grassley in pretty personal terms, saying that he was doing this at the behest of the gun lobby and that these were just outrageous allegations against federal law enforcement. So the Justice Department, hearing this from one of their own, lined up and put together a strong letter denying the allegations. The problem is apparently those denials coming from Arizona and ATF were false. And it so happens now that Mr. Burke, the prosecutor out there, has resigned and the head of ATF, Ken Melton, has been reassigned to another job at the Justice Department.
And Josh, just to be clear, is the criticism that ATF agents used this gun walking technique, you know, allowing straw purchases of guns in the U.S. and then selling them across the border to try to track them to get, you know, to get the big guns, so to speak, to get the gun runners? Or is the criticism that the ATF agents lost control of the program? And, you know, I guess that's by way of asking, has this technique been used before by other Justice Departments?
Well, it has. It certainly was used on a much smaller scale during the Bush administration. They tried in smaller numbers to try to trace these weapons, but they found that the Mexican officials on the other side of the border really weren't following up. They would always say, we couldn't find that vehicle that you said had the guns in it. And eventually the Bush Justice Department shut the investigation down. In fact, they suspected corruption on the Mexican side might be leading to them not following up. In this case, it's not clear that there was any coordination at all on the Mexican side. And the Mexican government is now pretty outraged about this because for the report of one Border Patrol agent being killed in the U.S., possibly with these weapons, it appears that dozens, if not hundreds, of Mexicans have died at the hands of these weapons.
Josh Gerstein of Politico, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Robin.